even had a guy like threaten me because I wouldn't flirt back with him. Came up to me and was like, oh, that's a really cool ride. Like, I'm a producer. And I was like, cool. And I was only giving him one-word answers. Mm. So obviously you would figure out that a one-word answer means they want you to off. And then he like came up to me in my face and he was like, well, you don't have to be a little bitch about it. And I pulled out my phone and I was like, I'm sorry, do you want to say that again? And then that's when he was like, well, you're ugly anyways. Hello everybody and welcome back to the iconic DeLulu Canoe Podcast! Woo! Today, we're going to be talking about what grinds my gears. But I will not be talking about what grinds my gears alone, because it's not fun to talk about things that, you know, grind the gears on your own without a friend to listen to you. So today, in the front of the canoe, we have my dear friend, Cosmo from The Cosmo Show! Yeah!
What up?
Cosmo, have you ever heard of the phrase grinding my gears?
Yes. Yes. I've heard that.
I think everybody has. But I just thought today we've had so many like positive podcasts where you and I sit here and talk about things to not do, things that we advise people to be open-minded about. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to be angry today.
Nothing wrong with that.
I woke up today and something, as soon as I woke up, sent me down the tunnel of rage. Mm. Took the gears, grinded them together. The clock stopped working and I was very upset. So that's kind of where the inspiration for this topic came from.
Sweet.
Have you been feeling a little like gear grinded?
A tad bit, a little bit, you know.
Not going to stop with the phrase.
Gear grinded. Yes. Today is, well, you know, this month is, I feel like because we're getting to this month, a little testy, like nerve wracking, but
irritated.
But sorry. Oh my God. Cosmo smash.
I'm so excited. Yeah. See, I don't have an epic voice. Like, I don't have that. Mine's just like, I'm angry.
That's.
Ooh, I'm so mad. But today we're going to be angry.
Today we're going to let it all out.
And I'm so excited.
Yes.
Because what's better than not letting it out?
You're keeping it in. It's bad.
Keeping it is so bad.
Keeping it in is like keeping that negative energy in is like holding a fart for a very long time. It eventually messes up all your internals and whatnot. So
it's not good let it for out. You. Yeah. It's not good for your insides. Not good for your mental health.
Nope. And I think with this podcast that you created a safe spot to actually do that.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So
I couldn't agree more. So let's get into what really grinds my gears.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to start kind of with a pop culture celebrity icon topic because I mean, this was pretty relevant in the news. I don't think it's so relevant anymore, if I'm being honest. But I still like to talk about it because it is a little bit of my DeLulu. It runs in my brain 24/7. I'm thinking about it. The whole Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce drama. Okay, so you're aware. Okay, good. I was wondering if you would be in on this.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. So there's this... it's not like a meme, but there was like a photo going around today on Instagram while I was scrolling away. And it was something to the phrase of like little girls are seeing their dads get pissed off that at the games they're showing Taylor Swift. And it's showing little girls that like a healthy relationship is a bad thing. Right. So, and I can't remember how it was really written. Like I'll have to find it and send it to our editor Chompy. Hey. But I didn't think about the impact that, like, dads during football season that are like, why are they showing Taylor Swift on the jumbo screen? I wanted to see the coach slapping the other guy's butt. You know what I mean? Like, them getting so mad that they have to look at Taylor Swift because she's supporting her man is, like, making grown men across the country.
You know what it is? It's because she's very successful.
Yeah.
All right. Remember Jessica Simpson? Jessica Simpson? Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
She's been gone for so long out of the, she was
singer,
actress, singer than actress. And she started getting the country. She was dating somebody, I think, on the Minnesota Vikings, but.
Oh, was she?
I think so. Vikings or something like that. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But like people just like, oh, there's Jessica Simpson in the audience, blah, 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 blah. She's dating such and such and such. Nothing wrong because she's had so many problems in the media that she's not, I don't know, but You know what I mean? It's like she has so many problems in the media. She had like all kinds of drama, and there's like stuff going on
Every celebrity has drama.
that it's like, ah, it's okay. But someone like Taylor Swift is like an angel. It's like she's like wholesome. She's successful. She's awesome. She's a powerhouse by herself.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of like they want to just crumble her. They want to find any re if you're on the top, they want to bring you down.
Yeah. It just feels so weird that this is even like a topic of conversation. Like, even if you don't think they're good together or you're just bothered by her being there, it's so strange to me. And it grinds my gears that people are so like hyper fixated on this. Like, celebrities of every status date each other all the time and go and support each other. So why are we, I'm gonna cuss, why are we shitting on Taylor Swift for showing up for her man? Because if she didn't, we would shit on her. Like, if she wasn't there, people would have a problem with it. So it's like, you're not really living or like leaving her a space to win.
No, not at all.
We're just complaining to complain.
It sucks.
Grinds my gears.
It's kind of like when J-Lo was dating a backup dancer. They're like,
Oh,
it was a
yeah.
long time ago, it was like, oh, J-Lo is dating a backup dancer, giving her crap. And then like Ben Affleck comes around, and it's like, ah, okay, well, he's a star quality. It's just stupid. It's just stupid. I find the same people that argue about Taylor Swift, or the same guys are angry that the main head honcho, the last three Star Wars movies, is a woman, you know?
But people are upset by that?
By Rey, yeah, people are a
Oh,
lot upset
jeez.
by Rey. So,
Oy.
people delulus, man.
They are so delulu, but not in like our delulu way.
Exactly.
Our delulu is fun, okay? It's a little fun. But that has definitely been grinding my gears lately because to me, it's like anytime a celebrity is dating another celebrity or a star or a nobody or somebody who's not in the media. I think it's fine to acknowledge it and be like, wow, this is so cool. Or, ooh, that person she's dating is problematic. But the fact that it keeps cycling and people are so fixated on it, it's just exhausting.
It's ridiculous.
Grinds my gears.
It's a waste of energy.
Yeah. Waste of media space. Like,
Yes.
who cares? We love that she's supporting her man. I could
Yeah.
care less. Good job, Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie. I wouldn't consider myself one. I've never been to her concert before, but I have no issue with people that like her. None
Yeah.
whatsoever. Support your man.
I think she's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Ooh, okay. This is another one, another like celebrity pop culture. I'm curious if you've heard about this one. Again, I don't know if it's relevant anymore at this time, but like it runs in my head. Ethan Slater and Ariana Grande.
No. What's the dish on that?
Okay, so you know that Ariana Grande is playing Glinda in Wicked, the movie, right?
Yeah.
Great. So Ethan Slater is like a pretty well-known Broadway performer. He played SpongeBob in SpongeBob on Broadway. So there's a lot of like videos of him like kind of dancing around being like a dork. Like he's so good at playing SpongeBob.
Nice.
Like it's crazy how good he is at like the nah, like I can't do the voice. Can you do any SpongeBob character voices? Squidward.
I haven't watched anything of SpongeBob.
Oh,
I just
really?
get the reference in media and like
Okay.
whatever, but
Like Patrick.
there's
Yeah.
Patrick, yeah, that guy.
Oh.
Well, the voice actor was in the show called Coach. I forgot what was his name in Coach, but he was like this tall ex-football guy, Notre Dame State. It was an old show back in the 90s. So I love that guy's voice. I love that guy's
He's
acting.
like,
But
no, this is Patrick. Is this the Krusty Krab? No. That's like the best I
no.
got.
Well, there was a guy on Hollywood Boulevard that dressed up as SpongeBob, and he sounds just like SpongeBob. He has like the high-pitched voice. Like, yeah.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either. Save my life. My voice is too
Well, you got the other voices.
low.
But so regardless, Ethan Slater, Ariana Grande, both in Wicked. Ethan Slater plays Bach. So do you know the story of Wicked? Bach is like the young kind of not he's not an ingenue, but like he's kind of a nerdier guy, is obsessed with Glinda, right? So like life imitating art. Ethan has been married to his high school sweetheart. They just like recently had a baby and they've been together since high school. And Ariana Grande like met him, and we obviously don't know all the tea, but like she hung out with them, and then all of a sudden she like files for divorce. Ethan Slater files for divorce, and there's photos of them like hanging out together, and people are accusing them of like hooking up, which we don't know. It's hard to say with people when they date because they could have just been friends hanging out. But the theory is that Ariana Grande like split up this family. Even Ethan Slater's ex, well, now pronounced ex, she went out in the media and said that like Ariana Grande split up her family. And the drama that grinds my gears about the whole situation is that, yes, people are calling them cheaters. And I think it's okay to have an opinion on that, because I think a lot of people have experience with cheaters. And, you know, obviously no one loves a cheater, obviously. But people are, instead of knocking on the things that they did wrong in their actions, they're knocking on their looks. Like, people are so fixated on, like, Ariana Grande looks terrible right now. Like, look at how gaunt she looks. She must be on drugs. And Ethan must have got her on drugs. They look like they're siblings. Like, people are starting to just nitpick the physical attributes of them instead of their actions. And that bothers me, because it's like, I get being upset with them because of their actions. But to just pick on somebody's looks, like, that's such a low blow.
It's a low blow. That's a troll blow.
Yep.
Troll blow.
A troll blow.
A troll blow. It's, God, people just need to relax, okay?
Yeah. It's so elementary.
It is.
Like, really? Are we going to result back to, like, your mom jokes? Like, can we just...
This is so Saved by the Bell / Melrose Place 91210 drama that it's like, all right, you know what? Tori Spelling or Aaron Spelling's not making dramas anymore, so people got to create the dramas on media. So it's like, why? Why would you even... People have the people don't have their good days. People
have bad days. Sure.
And then sometimes when they have they have no other choice, but to, they got to keep working, they got to put the, like, the checks out. So if somebody's going to go out there not looking their best... Like, I have moments where I don't look my best. I don't feel like going out there and, like, grooming. Like, right now, I need to shave before I start doing my show. But, you know, I'll probably get picked on for that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's stupid. I'm like, bro, worry about yourself.
It's just weird to me that someone would take the time to write a comment about that.
Yeah.
Like, out of everything in the video, out of the whole, like, controversy about them together, you're just going to sit there and be like, oh, they both look like they're on drugs, or oh, they both look so unwell. Yeah. They look like they're siblings. He's so ugly. Why would she leave her man Dalton for him? And it's like, okay, there's more to life than looks.
Yeah.
Coming from me right now, there's so much more to life than looks, you know? There's so much.
Do you ever have a bad day? I've never seen you have a bad day.
So, like, 2 hours ago, I was painted like...
That's behind the
like
scenes.
Something else. Yeah.
I look like the Crypt Keeper when I wake up, so yeah.
I definitely have bad days. When I pitched myself to my agent, I flat out told him, I was like, if there's a movie where, like, a really ugly girl has a glow up, like, very similar to Princess Diaries, have me audition, because I can look like I've been to hell and back in the morning, and then I can pull it together. Like I'm so lucky that makeup does wonders.
Makeup does some wonders.
Yeah. Makeup, skincare.
My partner took me to, I think it was a Sephora.
Oh, how did that go?
Did
it grind your gears?
It grind my gears how great I looked afterwards.
Oh, what do you mean? Did you get some guyliner?
I got like she got me this whole, like, I don't know, there's like steps and process to it.
Oh, and skincare. You got a skincare routine.
Yeah, this is a while back, and she wants to do it again. But I just like, damn, I looked great. Like, I was like, I look better than I do myself, you know?
Aww.
So I was like, damn, I understand what you guys go through and what you guys do. It makes such a difference. And it makes
totally
me feel great.
Does.
Gives you confidence.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Are you still using your 12-step skincare routine?
No, but I'm starting to.
Are you out?
The older I get, I'm like, all right, so I'm going to be on camera more. So, man, I'm going to have to do a whole skincare regimen. Guys, I suggest it.
Yeah.
Do it. Those of you that are listening, guys, do it. Do like the scrubs, do the exfoliating, you know, do all that stuff, because you don't have to do it just for media. You can just do it just for being out there. So
yeah. And it's fun to do with your partner. Like if you're gonna do like a sheet mask, like put on a show and like get all cozy and watch it together. And or you can do like at home facials with your partner. That's always fun. Like I have the orbs, like the frozen ones you put in the fridge, and then you like put it on your eyes. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah, we did that during the pandemic. I was like, sweet, I'm getting like dolled up.
Yeah, you're like glowing up in the pandemic.
Yes. Oh, also for any guys that are listening, guys, go and get a manicure and a pedicure. Just do it.
Yeah,
I don't
your
care
nails
how
are
it
gross.
sounds. Do it. Our nails are gross. Our toes are gross. But seriously, get one. It's worth it. It's relaxing. It's soothing. Put on a podcast. Listen. Put on the Delulu canoe.
Yeah.
And listen and just be relaxed.
Oh, it's
get
so
your feet
great.
Soaked.
Yeah. 100%. Like, listen to Cosmo. If you're not going to listen to me, listen to Cosmo. He's got some great, great advice for the men out there. But we're not talking about good advice. We're talking about what grinds our gears. We got to get back in the mood now. Rage with me for a second.
You know what I really, what really grinds my Delulu gears?
What? Tell me.
Spoilers.
That was mine!
Seriously, spoilers. Like, I half of the Marvel movies were spoiled for me because people went to go see it already.
Yeah!
And like, they come to work and they talk about it.
Yep.
Oh, I hated that.
That's so funny because that was legit the spoiler, or not the spoiler, that was the reason, spoiler alert, that was the reason we made this episode was because I woke up this morning and somebody had made, it wasn't even like a YouTube video, like I went to open up YouTube and put on the podcast I listen to every morning and somebody made a YouTube short and it had a photo of, if you guys don't know, I'm really into Hesbin Hotel. I think everybody is right now.
Hesbin Hotel is absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's so good. It's such a gift. I haven't seen the last episode yet. I'm going to watch it as soon as we're done here. By the time this airs, I'll have seen it. So you can talk to me in the comment section about it below. But I didn't see the final episode because I wanted to space it out. Like, yeah. I want to enjoy the episodes at my pace. But I also understood that by doing that, I could run into spoilers.
Yes.
So I made the conscious decision, like, don't go swiping on TikTok today. Don't watch any, like, don't look up Hesbin Hotel. Like, just watch other content. And if you see something, swipe away. But somebody took a photo from the final episode and made a short and didn't do a single spoiler alert, put something in the title, which I don't, spoiler alert, I don't know if this is from the episode or not, but they put two characters next to each other and were like, did you know that these two characters are related? And I was so pissed because it was a correlation I never would have made.
Damn.
And now I'm going to watch this final episode and it might not even be in there. But like, if it is, I'm going to be even more pissed.
Oh, that grinds my gears.
Yeah. Like what? I even made a TikTok being so pissed about it because I'm like, how does anyone watch anything nowadays?
It's hard. Like, you know, I don't watch anything anymore. I wait till it's old. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gone, it's completed, and people are stopped talking about it, and then I watch it. Then I binge watch it, because I'm like, everyone's going to talk about, when Breaking Bad came out,
yeah,
I didn't watch Breaking Bad.
Okay.
I'm just like, I'm going to hear it everywhere I go, and when I bartend, and people are going to be talking about it in front of me. Yeah, during the pandemic, I caught up on everything.
Yeah. Because
I'm like, oh, I forgot about this show. People always talked about it, so I feel like I know it, but when I watch it, I'm like, all right, cool, I'm not spoiled. But then going back to the workforce and people talking about the next coolest movies and stuff like that, they would spoil it. I'm like, damn, I can't go watch the movie now. I have to wait till it's out streaming somewhere and then...
And forget about what they said about
forget
it.
Forget about it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I feel like people even spoiled Saltburn for me. I don't... You saw Saltburn.
Yeah, you told me about it. And yeah. I was like, you and Chrissy Lynn, you guys were talking about it and so you should really check it out. And you're like... You know, no one's seen it yet. I have nobody to talk to about it. I was like,
yes.
Cool, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
That's all you gave me. And I watched it. I was like, oh, that was so great. Now, if somebody would have spoiled that for me, I would have not been too disappointed because the storyline to me was a little bit more. I had to watch it twice just to understand more of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
It's like Mr. Talented Mr. Ripley, but a little bit more. It's coming from. Spoiler alert.
Here we go. Spoiler alert.
It's coming from the mind's eyes of somebody else, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a reverse horror flick.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good, though. But I think if somebody would explain it to me a little bit more and spoiled a little bit more, then I would have, like, I don't know. It depends.
So for Saltburn with me, people were talking about the iconic scenes that everyone, you say a word, bathtub.
Yeah.
We know exactly what scene we're talking about without going too far into it. Or what was the other staircase or vampire?
Yeah.
So like, you know, that to me isn't spoiling because it's just keywords to talk about a scene. And you don't get anything from, like, what do you mean bathtub, you know? But to me, when I watched it, I had to actually Google why the one person, spoiler alert, Click away if you haven't seen it yet. I had to Google why the one person got kicked out of Saltburn, like the cousin, because I didn't understand. I could barely hear the audio in it. So I Googled it, and at that point in the movie, again, spoiler alert, I'm going to talk about it for a second. At that point in the movie, nothing had really happened. And I was over halfway through because I had to go pause it and use the bathroom. And I was like, gosh, we're just watching this kid have like frat parties. And now he's gonna go live at this house. Like, I don't care about this kid. I don't care about the guy he like kind of has the hots for. I don't care about the friend group. Why is everyone all up in arms about this movie? Googled why the one guy got kicked out, and then I accidentally read what happens to one of the characters, and I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that to happen. So I'm gonna watch the rest of it, which I'm glad I did, because otherwise I was gonna turn it off.
Wow.
I just thought like the beginning was so boring.
It was, ooh,
Slow burn.
it was a slow, or it should be called slow burn.
Saltburn, the new slow
the
burn.
new slow. Yeah, it was really slow. I give movies, I care how it could be like slow like that throughout the whole movie. I'll watch it all the way
Really?
through. It's my respect for it.
You're a committer.
I commit her. I have to watch everything as being in a quiet area. I have no distractions. I need to pay attention to listen. No subtitles. I want to see for what it is because somebody made that and put the vision into it. So put subtitles and like figure out what they're gonna say next and like spoiling the surprise is like, oh, that's a distraction for me.
Yeah.
Some people love subtitles because they can't hear. I'm like, well, just turn it up, put on some headphones. But like, I want to watch it in its entirety and see what the director and the writer or trying to do or trying to
Yeah.
execute. So that's me for as a movie person. So I'll watch it and I'll just like come to my conclusion at the end. But I think the beginning had like one of those stories that are just like an average Joe down his luck, kid doesn't fit in, sees a guy that's popular. I'm like, cool. But then I had that twist. I'm like, I love that twist. The twist
Yeah,
came later,
it did.
but I think it was such a good buildup that it freaks you out and flips you, and it's just like, oh, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I agree. I think the twists were great. I think the cinematography in it, stunning. Like,
Sexy.
I want to know how long it took them to film that because it was just seamless. But it was so hard to appreciate because I don't know, in a storyline, when you are given these characters, yes, it was shot very beautifully from the beginning, but to me, that's not enough to keep me captivated. So I unfortunately am a moviegoer that like if I'm not intrigued and I made it halfway through, and I wasn't feeling in it at all. But again, I Googled it and I stayed. If I didn't, I would have probably turned it off. And I hate that about me as a moviegoer, that if I don't,
You'll feel disconnected.
yeah, a little
I
bit.
get that after watching shows. If they keep on repeating a formula through each episode, then I'm like, oh, I'm disconnected. I'm going on my phone. I'm looking at things because
Yeah.
I know where this is headed, the storyline. That's only for TV shows, but for movies, it's like I'm a little bit different. I have to stick through it.
Yeah. But spoiler alerts do suck when people spoil
Oh
things
yeah.
and don't tell you that they're going to spoil things.
No, I had to go watch Endgame, Marvel's or Avengers
Yeah.
Endgame, because I knew it was gonna be so great. There wasn't gonna be
Yep.
talking about it. Cause like, imagine if somebody, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Endgame by now, it's, Marvel's Avengers. But like, imagine
I'll put
somebody at the time was like,
spoiler.
oh, and then Captain America picked up Thor's hammer. I'm like, that would have killed it. That was like a perfect moment in the movie that everybody in the audience opening day was not expecting. But if I would have heard that at work, I'm like, oh, forget this.
Guess I'm not going. Yeah, it made me really wonder because like, okay, the thing that got spoiled for me, when we're recording this episode, it's like 24 hours after the Has-Been finale came out, the season one finale. And I heard, which I don't know if this is true, maybe you can attest to this, that as a people, as a courtesy, you're supposed to give 2 weeks, then you can drop the spoiler alert. It's kind of like the courtesy of the internet.
They like the also the reactors have this. The guys from Real Rejects, they get invited to go see a movie that premieres before it hits the wide public, and they'll do a review, but they can't release it until like the day of or like a week later about their
Okay.
reactions of like their opinions on it. So it's kind of like
But do
a
they label it?
they do
Spoiler
label
alert?
it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do,
Good.
but people don't. Other people don't.
Yeah.
But they're professionals.
Yeah. And I think also, which I had to like calm myself down throughout the day because I was getting so like, I had another personal thing happen today that made me just like just added to my plate of rage, which you guys will probably hear about later at some point. But I had to calm myself down and be like, I know a lot of this audience with has been, they're not adults like you and I. They're a lot younger. So I did have to be like, okay, younger audiences maybe don't know that you need to label that stuff. And I think a lot of like the fan edits are made by like 18 to 20 or even younger, maybe like 14 to 18 year olds kind of thing, which I'm totally cool with. I think that that's fine. No issues. I just gotta like chill out a little bit. But 24 hours after a season finale
That sucks.
and you're leaking stuff? Come on. Come on, kids.
It's they don't have those sense of, I don't want to say all of them don't have any sense
Yeah.
of common courtesy or whatnot. It's kind of like when you go
Internet's
to school,
decorum.
if you're okay, Monday through Friday, you're in school. Saturday and Sunday, that's the weekend. That's no school, unless you're a bad kid and you got Saturday school. But
That's funny.
if you and your parents went to go see a movie on Friday, you're gonna want to talk about it on Monday. And that's just the thing. That's like the quick turnaround of the trends. Like, oh my God, did you see blah blah blah
Maybe that's what it's correlated with.
blah?
I think you might have hit the nail on the head
Yeah.
that it's like we're so used to like consuming content instantly now that that's how people are sharing news, drama, spoiler alerts, media, that they're just like word vomiting, like, oh my God, did you see that? Blah, 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 blah. And then they're just like, instead of asking, like, hey, have you seen the new episode that aired? Yes, no. Either holding it or the next question would be, do you want me to spoil it for you? Are you going to watch it? Because there's a lot of times where people will talk to me about certain TV shows, like Dexter was a big one. I've never seen Dexter. But somebody flat out asked me, like, are you ever gonna watch it? And I was like, honestly, probably not. And then they were like, okay, well, this and this happens, and blah, blah, blah. Do I remember right now? No, I have no idea what they said. So I could go watch it and I wouldn't be fazed, but
Also, when people hype up things way too much, and then your expectations like, yay, but then you watch, you're like, really? Like Breaking
Yeah.
Bad was like that. I didn't like Breaking Bad. I watched
Really?
the first season, I'm like, this is not pulling me in. People hyped
Interesting.
it so much. Same with
Yeah.
Sopranos. I love the Sopranos, but people used to slight, like hype that up so much, and I'm like watching it, I'm like, this is a slow burn. But I'll keep on watching because
Oh.
during that time in HBO, Sopranos was cool because we needed some of that. We needed that in our lives. We needed the Goodfellas. We needed the casino, that mobster
Yeah.
mentality. But when people talked about Breaking Bad, I'm like, oh wow, sounds really great. You're hyping it up. It's winning all these awards and yada yada yada. And I watch it. I sit down. I'm like,
Like mid.
maybe they talk too much about it, and like I'm
Ah.
just don't see the appeal anymore.
I had that happen to me too recently, but I don't remember what it was about. So obviously it wasn't like good enough, but or like memorable enough, but I remember feeling that way about a movie or a show that people were hyping up like way too much, and then I saw it and I was like, okay.
Right.
But that actually kind of grinds my gears too when you're really waiting for the big firework and then it just doesn't happen. You're like, okay, don't hype it up too much. I also have another thing that's recently happened, and you and I started to talk about it. Like when Cosmo comes over to help me film, I always am like, I'm very chatty. I can't just have you come in and just be like, okay, let's set up. Like I always have to be like, did you hear about this and this? Like I can't, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just can't stop. But what is it? Universal Music pulled their audios. They pulled their audios from TikTok, an app where it makes singers, songwriters every day. They pulled their whole catalog, which is like Ariana Grande. Oh God, there's a whole list now. I don't remember.
I'm drawing a blank.
Ariana Grande, like a bunch of new artists that they signed from TikTok, Olivia Rodrigo. What's her name? It starts with an S. It's like Smush. It's like Sway. No. Oh, what's her name? SZA. They pulled
SZA,
SZA.
wow.
They pulled anyways, the list goes on and on. But they pulled all their music from TikTok, which is an app that helps promote music. It is literally defining the Spotify, Apple Music charts by having your music on TikTok.
It's ridiculous.
Why? What?
And not even that, oh, not also just that, but like the other people on TikTok that are like huge following, tons of content. Now all of that is just muted. I'm talking about like, I don't know, over like maybe like 1,000 videos are now just muted, a waste of space to have like 10K views here, 8K views here. Now they're just, what, they're pointless. Now what do you do in that moment? Do you start over? Because what if you don't save?
Yeah.
So a lot of people are pissed off because they don't save. When I do a video on TikTok, it goes straight to my phone.
Yep.
And like when it's done and it's rendering and whatever, heck. And I try to post it everywhere else. Except for like my Facebook. Maximize, yeah.
Yeah.
But God, what do you do in that situation? Like, what if, do you have backups?
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of people know, I've lost collectively probably over 1 million followers. And I would say over 10 different TikTok pages throughout the 4 years that TikTok's been around. Mm-hmm. And there was like one or two accounts that I lost because I had like pushed the guidelines a little too far. So I'm not going to pretend like, oh, I've been innocent all the time. But I've modified and like really changed my content to stay within the guidelines. But I have learned to always save your content. Back it up as soon as you shoot it, save it on your phone or just film it in your camera app. Mm-hmm. Don't even waste time filming it through TikTok because it's not going to perform anywhere else. But I agree with you that like, why are these creators making all this content and not saving it?
Storing it somewhere else.
Like, just there's a button now on TikTok. there's a drop down that's like save and it saves it without the watermark.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, I don't, maybe people don't follow, like I follow a bunch of like TikTok analysts or like strategists is what they call themselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're not really either of those things, if I'm being honest. They give really bad, cringy advice. But that's how I heard about this audio takedown. As I heard about it, I think 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And they were warning everybody because 2 days to save all your content? Like, I don't know how many drafts you got, but I got over 100.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so I had to go in, save all of it, and then sure as shit, today or yesterday, all of it's gone. And I get it because it's a money thing, and I think, hear me out, I think it's going to come back. Like, I think they're going to come to some negotiation, some sort of deal. But if they don't, I feel like people are going to start turning away from TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I think so too. And I hope that other companies don't catch on.
Yeah, could you imagine if all the audios were gone?
It's horrible. And then sound bites.
Yeah.
I cosplay a lot of different characters, and I use sound bites from other movies for the characters, like pantomiming one now. A lot of cosplayers do that. So what if movies start to like catch on, and they're like, oh, that's from our movie, blah, blah, blah. We're going to cut that out. I mean, if they do that,
that's
then...
from my show.
Exactly.
I like your voice for him.
It's like, yeah. God, what?
That's theft.
What's going on?
You're stealing my content.
Excuse me. I think this is is wrong, and I'm
we're
gonna
sue you.
I'm gonna sue you, and cry.
And cry. Well, they'll cry of joy if they get money from it. But
yeah,
I'm curious to see how that will shake out. But it definitely. It didn't affect me as much so far, but it didn't affect me at all. But I felt so bad for like a lot of my favorite cosplayers. Mm. They're, like you said, their whole page is now just a bunch of muted audios.
Yeah.
And a lot of the creators that I know personally like make money on TikTok. Like they're allowed to be in the affiliate program because they don't have a Flapjacks like me. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's their livelihood.
Yeah. Also, it's like, for me, it's the only form of finding new music.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, it's that song from TikTok.
Exactly.
But it's like, I used to go to record stores and hear or listen to radio to find out new artists or watch MTV or VH1 back then. We don't have that anymore. So now it's like, TikTok was the only thing. Like, I hear that was like, no, 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 no. It's like, I want you. No, 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 no. Like, I love that song, but I only heard it on TikTok, and then when I heard the full version of it, I'm like, oh, that song's badass.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So,
come on, music labels. It's free advertisement. Gosh.
It's only helping them out, especially with smaller indie artists. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I hope it comes back. I hope people don't catch on, and I hope that pretend producer that we made up does cry because he doesn't get money. So
I'm not making any kind of more profit off of that. So I'm just going to like
gonna fly on my big jet to another country and cry.
Is Epstein Island still available?
Oh, no. I actually finally heard a podcast about Epstein. We'll save that for another episode. Ooh. But I finally got keyed in on all that tea. And I was like, oh, I didn't know all this about him. Damn. But I have a confession to make. Mm-hmm. So one of mine that I wrote down, which I've noticed this entire episode, I've kind of been doing it myself. I can't stand when people talk over each other. And I feel like the biggest hypocrite because this whole episode I keep accidentally talking over you. So I'm very sorry.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine. Listen, I'm just the guy back here. That's it. I'm just flipping the buttons. It's okay.
I'm just pushing the buttons in the back.
You're the star of the show.
Go brrr. I can't stand it. I can't stand when people talk over each other.
I hate it. It shuts me down.
Bothers me.
Especially if like I'm talking and somebody else is talking right over me. And I'm like, okay, what are you going to say? I'm like, I don't know. I can't remember anymore. I lost the feeling.
I do that sometimes just to make them feel bad.
Yeah.
It is now part of my shtick that if someone talks over me, I will either say, anyways, what I was going to say is, or I'll legit be like, so now I don't remember what I was going to say.
Yep.
Because like, I don't think people are aware of how often they do it. Mm-hmm. So I think if I control the situation and make them aware, maybe they'll learn from it. I'm so angry today. I need to like chill.
Well, there's one thing I want to talk about because
only one.
Well, yeah, because we got to wrap it up soon.
No,
but it's being hit on in the weird places.
Does that happen to you?
It does. It does, especially when I used to work behind a bar. Oh, my God. Being a bartender, rule number one, you never take work home with you.
Ayo.
Because if you do and it doesn't go right, you got a stalker and it's bad. It'd be waiting for you after work and whatnot out there in the car. And
my gosh.
In a Honda Civic, whatnot. And like, where are you going? Oh, my God. You're in a bag. Blah, blah, blah. Let me follow you this. Blah, blah, blah. They're everywhere. And they're like, I will only accept this drink if it was made by him. It's like, it's the same two ingredients, vodka and cranberry. Why does it, stop looking at me like that? I hate when that happens. It's so awkward. But then, you know.
Wow.
I don't know what happened with you. Like, how do guys approach you or hit on you?
So I've never been a bartender before, but I never thought about it, like, being a male and being a bartender from that perspective. Like, that just blew my mind. Or, like, I've waited tables before, but, like, I've never been in that kind of situation, so I'm sorry that that happened to you. I don't even know how I would react because you have to be professional.
You do. And it's like 19 years of doing that, bartending service, and I've had like probably 5 stalkers.
Wow.
And then...
what's it like to be like that attractive that you have 5 stalkers?
I like to say it wasn't me. It's just the fact that like, date the bartender, get free drinks for life. Like,
I hate that.
Backstabbing, crazy... No, it just sucks. And then when you're trying to be nice and you're flirtatious. I'm flirtatious.
And you're just doing
your job. I'm flirtatious behind the bar because I want to make that money.
Hell yeah.
I want to make that dough. But
hell yeah.
Some people take it too far and they think it's like, oh my God, they're feeling delusional about it. So that's horrible.
I've the one place that it always happens to me that I never want it to happen to me. Well, there's 2 places actually.
Photo shoot? No.
No, that one. Well, years ago, yes. Yeah. But like lately, not so much because I work with professionals now. But seriously, I do work for professionals. I don't know why I said it that way. But gas stations.
What?
Yeah, it happens to me all the time at gas stations. Like I would almost say for every 5 trips I take to like fill up gas in my car, 3 of the 5 I get hit on.
Wow.
And I think it's because my car is like very noticeable and it's kind of a guy magnet instead of like a chick magnet.
It's sexy.
But I drive the Batmobile, by the way, if you're curious. Anyway.
If you can guess which Batmobile from which movie, let us know in the comments down below.
I'm just teasing. But there's something about my car or about like even if I'm not dressed up, I'll get hit on. Like I'll just be pumping gas. And I always keep my phone on me just in case if somebody's going to talk to me. And I even had a guy, like, threaten me because I wouldn't flirt back with him. And luckily I was going out to like my local karaoke bar, so it wasn't like super far from the place I chose to get gas. Mm-hmm. But I was scared he was gonna follow me there.
That's creepy.
And I saw that he happened to be driving off in the same direction as me. So I was like, uh-oh. So as soon as I got into the bar, I like quickly ducked in. I texted one of my friends who was already in there being like, hey, I think this guy's following me. Not really sure. But he yelled something from his car when he first pulled up to the gas station and then like came up to me, was like, oh, that's a really cool ride. Like, I'm a producer. And I was like, cool. Oh, and he was like, so what do you do? And I was like, oh, I'm a lawyer. Like, I just made something up.
Yeah.
And I did say I was a lawyer. I don't know why. And then he was like, oh, that's like really cool. Like, no wonder you drive such a nice car. And I was like, yeah. And I was only giving him one word answers. Mm. So obviously, as, I don't know, a person who's good at conversations, you would figure out that a one word answer means they want you to fuck off.
Exactly.
Not hard to figure out. But this guy was like, well, why are you being so stuck up? I was like, I'm not being stuck up. And then I turned around and like kept pumping my gas. And I was literally like praying for the gas to get in the car as fucking fast as it could. Cause I was like, this guy was making me so uncomfortable. And then he like came up to me in my face and he was like, well, you don't have to be a little bitch about it. Ooh. And I just like looked at him and I pulled out my phone and I was like, I'm sorry, do you want to say that again? And I wasn't recording, but I made it seem like I was.
Yeah.
And then that's when he was like, well, you're ugly anyways, and like walked away.
Damn.
Got in his car. I finished, like I completely was like, this ain't worth the extra, you know, half a gallon of gas. So I just pulled out the nozzle from my car and just like jumped in and like took off as fast as I could. But yeah, gas stations. That was the worst one that happened to me, but there's been multiple.
Sometimes I wished...
It's the Batmobile.
It's that serious for me because I would handle things not differently, but just more aggressive and violent. Like if I was a hot woman and somebody's hitting me, I was like, just bust out like, hey, you don't see this right here? Clink, ching, I got the gas nozzle in my hand. Get the fuck away from me right now. I'm going to fucking lit you up on fire. Like get all ghetto with it. Yeah. You're like psycho. But
I so would, except for the, oh gosh, I have such a good story to tell in the next podcast too. I should actually tell the story on this one. Should I? Okay. Okay. So please don't judge me for this story. I'm going to make it really brief, but there was a guy at one of the local places I used to sing at. And, he had made some like really sexist comment to me and it really obviously grinded my gears. He wouldn't pick up his trash and he blatantly just left it on the floor. And I politely was like, hey, at this bar, we like pick up after ourselves. Do you mind picking up your garbage? And he looked at it and looked at me dead in the eyes and said, why don't you be my little bitch and bend over and pick it up for me?
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So then, of course, nobody heard what he said because for some reason, this always happens to me. And it was my turn to sing. Like the KJ was like, and up next is Dare Taylor. And I was singing the iconic Jessica Rabbit song. Mm-hmm. And I was fucking pissed. And this was like rage. Like I could feel I was going to do something and I fucking did. So there was a shot. Somebody had got up there and sang, had a shot of vodka sitting up there on the bar or like on the little, like where the screen is. Mm-hmm. And as I was singing, I like grabbed it and I was like, why don't you do right? Threw the shot on that guy and then proceeded to go like some other men do and kept singing. And, I got in trouble because in California, that's considered assault.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. So the guy next to him that accidentally got a little vodka on him was pissed and went and told one of the bartenders that I had assaulted him, which wasn't true. It was supposed to be the guy next to him. And I did get the guy next to him. Luckily, they spoke to me. We cleared up the situation and the other guy got asked to leave. I apologized to the other guy that I accidentally got. Situation was done. But yeah, maybe like don't call me your little bitch and don't tell me to clean up your trash.
I hate men, certain men. I hate those. I'm a people watcher when I go to bars.
Yeah.
And I can picture that guy.
Yeah.
I can picture how douchey he looks with clothes, what he smells like, his hair. Like yep. I just picture like this arrogant. Somebody you just want to slap and just 86 already is like, nope, sorry, you can't come in. I know you didn't say anything, you haven't done anything, but I just have a feeling you're going to be a problem in this bar.
Yeah, and unfortunately we can't judge people like that.
No.
But yeah, it was such a weird situation because like with the gas station one, I wish I could have pulled out my taser and been like, back the fuck up. But the thing is that unfortunately with me, and I don't know what this says about me as a person, but when I choose to act out, it doesn't ever benefit me in the end.
No.
Because even later on that night, I felt like I was the problem. Even though I wasn't, obviously I had just reacted to somebody being aggressive towards me, but I should have been the bigger person and told the bouncer and had him removed instead of them then seeing me as the problem. Yeah. So I wish I could react and get angry, but after that, I don't want to get kicked out anymore places.
I've got my dad's attitude. I got my mom's calmness, mm-hmm. but if I'm irritated, my dad comes right out. It's just like, he's like this little, he was, rest his soul a long time ago, but he was like this, he reminds me, he had the swagger of Robert De Niro.
Oh, okay.
But like the temper of Joe Pesci. Mm-hmm. They're just like, it's like, what are you talking about? Are you, he'll get loud, he'll make embarrassing comments to the person, whatnot, make sure everyone hears it, whatnot. And he just, and then he could throw down. My dad could throw down. He's a Green Beret, so.
Dang.
It was like no worry there, but sometimes I find myself in that little predicament. I had a situation at karaoke a while back where this mm-hmm. guy was just didn't want to leave. I told him, like, hey, we're done for the night. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
But I was like, we're done. Have a good night. Come back later. And I could tell he was drunk. Mm-hmm. And then he just kept getting closer and closer. And I'm like backed up into a corner. I'm like, bro, back off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he touched me.
Okay. That he crossed the line.
He grabbed my jacket and like, you know, you gotta let me sing. And I was like,
he grabbed you?
Yeah. And I was like, that's where it snapped. I was being calm and collected the whole time.
Yeah.
As soon as he touched me, I just, yeah, it was horrible after that. But after, I'm not gonna go into detail on what happened after that.
Okay. But, you'll have to tell me afterwards.
But
you didn't throw a drink on him, did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Worse?
You know, we just fell down and, you know, there was. Yeah. But afterwards, I felt bad.
Mm hmm.
Because I'm like, God, I don't like violence. And yeah, like, no one knows. I apologized to him, and we hugged it out at the end.
Aww.
But he was really, like, drunk. He's like, what the hell, man? I just ask you questions. I'm like, you asked me a question in a violent way, and I was trying to be nice and saying, sorry, dude, we're done.
Yeah, so, don't touch me.
But anyways.
I feel better. How are you feeling?
I feel great.
I feel better now that I've told that story.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, I feel like sometimes that story weighs on me a little bit. Aww. But, like, you know, I'm proud of past me. I'm not going to hold it against myself anymore.
No.
I feel better that we let out some of these, like, DeLulus, the grinding of the gears. And
like I've said before, you have created a safe, comfortable, relaxing environment where we can just vent and just, talk about our DeLulus.
Aww. Yeah. I'm so glad we have this fun little space, and I'm so glad you all decided to hang out and join us in the canoe going upstream today. I know this one was a little bit of a aggressive topic, but...
Be aggressive.
Woo! But anyways, thank you so much for joining us in the canoe. Be sure to subscribe and hit that bell notification. And also check us out on Spotify. I'm pretty sure at this point we're on there, and if not, write in the comments, Dare, what the hell are you talking about? But we should be on Spotify now, so be sure to go check it out. We will have a Patreon launching very, very soon. And we might even be doing stickers pretty soon, so keep an eye out. Which character in the canoe do you feel like you are today, Cosmo?
Well, at first, I was the pup.
Same.
Yeah, I think I see this.
I was the dog.
But now I'm, I don't know. I would say I'm the bear.
Yeah. I agree. I'm the bear too. I'm just the onlooker of like the, ooh,
yep.
My bad. But thanks so much for joining us. Cosmo, thank you for joining me. I never thank you. Let me take this moment to thank you.
Well, thank you. It is a privilege and honor to be on this show and help you out and then, you know, just talk to DeLulu with you.
Yeah. Be sure to check out Cosmo on the Cosmo Show. Tell him in the comments that you came from the DeLulu Canoe. And gosh, what should our outro be today? Because we've been trying new outros. We've been saying that like don't let the DeLulu, or wait, forgets outro. Let the DeLulu come true, Lulu. It's kind of what we've been saying.
Stay
DeLulu.
Stay in the canoe. Don't spoiler. Wait. Say it. I'm trying to grab a topic from today.
Yeah. Don't let you. Universal, don't take your music down.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I had to. No, go ahead. Did I ruin it by talking over you?
You know what? I forgot exactly what I was going to say. It's okay. Stay professional and don't get delulued.
Don't get delulued. And don't throw your drinks on people.
Don't throw your drinks. Make sure you spoil things.
Spoiler alert. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us.